From Ray Elgard and Jeff Fairholm to the trio of Andy Fantuz, Chris Getzlaff, and Rob Bagg, the Riders have often relied on strong Canadian talent at the receiver position. And with their futures on the line, Craig Dickinson and Jeremy O'Day will once again try to field a talented crop of national receivers, but they will be without their top target for most of the season.
Here's Fajardo. Once and all. He has it with a flag coming out. It's Kian Schaefer-Baker and a touchdown Saskatchewan.
Schaefer-Baker again. He's got a completion. Schaefer-Baker down the far side.
While the offense sputtered a lot in 2022, one of the few bright spots for the team was their top Canadian, Kian Schaefer-Baker. The 25-year-old led the team with 960 yards and 5 touchdowns, and he was doing it while fighting through a hip injury all last season. But now, after getting surgery, that injury will keep him out for a lot of 2023.
It happened going into my first season, so it would have been the COVID year, just through training and that was the COVID year, so I couldn't even get anything done for it at that time. So as soon as the season came around, I was just prepared to work. Being a born athlete, you know, just a competitive nature, all I wanted to do was help the team win. And if I did get surgery, that means I would have missed either my first or second year. So I just put that in the back of my mind. And again, I was just doing whatever to help the team win.
So who will step up and fill the void left by one of the CFL's rising stars? The Riders have numerous options. First is slotback Braden Lenius. Lenius starred for the Riders in 2021 and missed part of last season as he tried out for the NFL. While he rejoined the team for Labor Day, he admits he wasn't where he wanted to be.
I had to be a big switch in positions weight-wise. And now I was looking forward to getting to this camp because I was able to, you know, get back to my normal self, drop the 20 pounds I had to regain. And it's just, you know, I like to talk to the vets and I tell them, like, the game slows down. You know, the game's slowing down for me in a sense. So it's, you know, I'm out here feeling confident and feeling calm and ready. So I'm happy to have this camp under my belt now.
Lenius was likely to start this season, even if Schaefer-Baker was healthy. So the fight is on at camp to see who will be the second Canadian receiver in the lineup. Right now, it appears Sam Emelis will be given the first shot at replacing KSB. Emelis was the Riders' 2022 first-round pick, and while he grew up in Montreal, he played college football in the States, so he had to reacquaint himself with the Canadian game.
It's like night and day. It's like night and day. I'm comfortable with the playbook, comfortable with my teammate, comfortable with the coaching staff, so it just rolling the right way, so I'm excited for the upcoming season. It was definitely an adjustment I had to do, coming from the state, like you said, but I grew up playing Canadian football with the wide goal and everything. The only difference is I never did a three down, so it was definitely an adjustment, but now I'm used to it, and it's just football at the end of the day, so just keep it rolling.
However, you can't ignore the veteran Mitch Pickton to get more action in the receiving core after 2 touchdowns in the preseason.
I feel like I had a really good offseason. I'm feeling good coming in camp and just trying to make some plays and do what I can to help this team get some wins.
And he has become a leader as one of the longest serving members of the Riders.
Yeah, I'm starting to be one of the older guys in the room. Doesn't feel like it, but no, we have an incredible room of talented receivers, a lot of guys that have been in the league for a while. So yeah, we have a wealth of knowledge there and we have a great room. We're really enjoying working together.
Also showing his veteran savvy in the preseason was free agent signing Juwan Breskison. Once believed to be one of the next great Canadian receivers, he's bounced from Calgary to Toronto and now to Saskatchewan.
Touchdown Argos! Juwan Breskison, for now, has his first touchdown of the year.
And the drive is capped off there with a touchdown. It is Juwan Breskison back in Calgary and caps off this impressive drive.
And while Canadian talent can elevate any team, Emelis says they don't view themselves as different from their American counterparts.
We don't see really each other as Canadian or American. It's just how can we get better together? How can we make my teammate better? Like, I know Pick pushing me. He been pushing me the whole camp, making plays. So obviously I got to make some plays. So we don't really see it as a Canadian. Well, it is what it is because of the ratio. But we all just push each other to be the best. So that's really what makes it seem like they find Canadian, which they do, but at the same time, it's the culture that we got, that we work super hard and everybody just eat.
Next time on All or Nothing.
Mr. Carson reached out to me and just said, hey, we got a workout. If you want to come out, I got up off the couch and came out, and I did a good enough showing, I guess, to be able to get that second call.
Never gave up. I know my family always told me I'm going to have a chance, and when the opportunity comes, you got to take advantage of it.
Football's a dog-eat-dog world. It's one of those things you got to come in, compete for your job. It's a physical sport, so you just got to come in and, you know, pretty much take it from another man.
All or Nothing, tomorrow at 5:05 on The Green Zone.